In a world filled with endless options, choices, and paths, we often hear the phrase, my way or the highway. I think we've all said it, especially where our kids are concerned. It's usually spoken as a demand, a declaration of our control. It is a refusal to compromise. And in some ways, I think it can be very appropriate. Not everything is open to compromise. But it can also be the language of pride. It says, you're going to do things my way, or you can leave. And if we're honest, that attitude often reflects the sinful condition of our hearts. This is true in our spiritual lives as well. We want control. We want to do it our way. We want life on our terms, and too often we try to make God fit into our plans instead of surrendering to His. Since the fall into sin, humanity has been busy building its own roads to peace, to purpose, to salvation. Some pursue success, others chase wealth, pleasure, power, self-righteousness. Many assume that there are countless spiritual paths all leading to the same destination. But the psalmist today gives us a clear warning. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation. From verse 3. Human wisdom cannot save. Human strength cannot redeem. Every road built apart from God eventually fails. Jesus cuts through every false path, every misguided route, every self-made detour with these clear and powerful words. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. These words were first spoken to anxious and uncertain hearts. That day in the upper room, Thomas had questions, and he was not alone. The disciples were filled with fear and confusion and uncertainty. Jesus had told them that he was going away, and their hearts were heavy with sorrow. They had left everything to follow him, and now the road ahead no longer seems clear. Thomas gives voice to what many of the disciples were likely thinking. Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? It's an understandable question. We like directions. We like maps. We like certainty. Many of us rely on GPS for even the simplest errands because we want the fastest, the easiest, and the clearest route. Spiritually, we often want the same thing. We want God to hand us a detailed roadmap to heaven that we can follow, that we can manage, and perhaps even control ourselves. But Jesus doesn't hand Thomas a map. He doesn't offer turn-by-turn directions or even a divine GPS. Instead, he gives Thomas something greater. He gives him himself. I am the way. This changes everything. Jesus does not merely teach the way. He doesn't simply point toward the way. He is the way. He himself is the highway to the Father. As Martin Luther wrote, if we want to feel assured of reaching heaven, we must have a sure way and road to travel. For there can be no more than one right way and road. And such a way is indicated only in God's word. Christ the Lord himself is the only way and the right road on which our heart can and must rely and depend. There it is. Christ is not one road among many. He is the only road, the only sure highway, the only path that leads sinners safely home. That truth stands in direct opposition to the world's way of thinking. The world wants options. It wants broad roads, multiple lanes, and even a kind of spiritual HOV lane, something faster, easier, and tailored to personal preference. But Jesus speaks with divine clarity. There are not many ways to the Father. There is one. Proverbs warns us not once but twice that there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. And our Lord himself teaches in Matthew 7:13 that the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. Humanity's preferred roads are often broad, popular, and appealing, but they are also very deadly. Sinful man loves to chart his own course, trusting in his own wisdom, desires, and self-made paths. Yet every road we build apart from Christ ultimately leads us away from God. What appears right to fallen humanity often ends not in life, but in death and destruction. Only Christ, the narrow way, leads safely to the Father. Psalm 146 reminds us, "Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God." Our hope is not in ourselves. Our trust is not in our own route. Our confidence is not in our own spiritual performance. Our hope is in Christ alone. And this is precisely why Christ came. He came because we were lost. He came because our roads are broken. He came because every sinful highway that we build ends in destruction. So Christ traveled the road we could not. He walked the perfect path of obedience where we wandered. He took the road to Jerusalem knowing it led to betrayal. He walked the road to Gethsemane knowing it led to suffering. He traveled the highway to Calvary carrying the burden of our sin. His road was not paved with pride, but humility. Not self-exaltation, but sacrifice. Not worldly power, but redeeming love. And by walking that road all the way to the cross, Jesus became the highway of salvation for us. The world says strength is found in demanding your own way. Christ shows true strength in suffering and surrendering to the Father's will. The world says that we should avoid suffering. Christ embraces the cross. The world says seek self-glory. Christ seeks your redemption. Psalm 146 declares that the Lord executes justice for the oppressed, sets the prisoners free, opens the eyes of the blind, lifts up those who are bowed down. This is what Jesus does for sinners. Through the cross, he frees us from sin. Through his resurrection, he opens our blind eyes. Through his grace, he lifts burdened hearts. Through his victory, he gives us eternal life. That is why Jesus begins this section with the words, "Let not your hearts be troubled." These words are not shallow or sentimental. They rest on the solid foundation of his saving work. Troubled hearts find true and lasting peace, not in changed circumstances, but in Christ himself, who is the way. When guilt accuses, Christ is the way. When suffering overwhelms, Christ is the way. In every fear, in every uncertainty, in every burdened moment, our peace is not found in finding a better path, but in trusting the one who is the path. And what a glorious highway this is. Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many rooms." He's not simply rescuing us from destruction, he is bringing us home. His highway leads to the Father's house. His road ends not in uncertainty, but in eternal joy. He has gone to prepare a place for you. And because he lives, that destination is certain. So this common phrase that we all use, "must be transformed," Because for sinners, my way or the highway is prideful rebellion. But from Christ, my way is the highway, is pure gospel. It's not a threat, but a promise. It's not arrogance, but mercy. Jesus doesn't demand our perfection before allowing us even to get on the road. He invites weary sinners to trust in him. Psalm 146 closes with this triumphant confession. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. The one who is the way is also the eternal King. His road does not fail. His kingdom does not collapse. His promises do not perish. Dear friends in Christ, there are many voices offering many roads, but only one leads to eternal life. Only one passes through the cross and the empty tomb. Only one brings sinners to the Father. Jesus does not merely offer a better path. He is the only path. When the world insists on self-made roads, remember the words of your Savior. I am the way. His way is the highway. So walk in him. Trust in him. Follow him. For this road leads through the forgiveness of sins, through the troubles of this world, and finally into the everlasting joy of the Father's house. In the name of Jesus, amen.